Let's turn our attention out of the city of Bryan, and Mayor Pro Tem Greg Owens joins us. Good morning, Mayor Pro Tem. How are you today?
Good morning, Scott. It's great to be here. You know, most weeks, Scott, that title Mayor Pro Tem is just that. It's just a title.
Yeah.
But this week, everyone took off for D.C., so I'm actually out doing things like coming to talk to you here on the radio. And
well, it's because, I mean, like when you have governor for a day, they try to sneak legislation through. I guess you can't do that while they're gone.
We thought about having a special meeting, but we decided not to.
Okay. Well, that's and I understand. Now, but one of the things we were just talking about off the air, and that is people got their tax statements, and they're starting to call every elected official they can think of. So this is your chance to tell everybody that the Bryan City Council doesn't set the tax rate for everybody else in the county.
The Bryan City Council doesn't set the tax rate for everyone else in the county, Scott. And they're nice folks down at the appraisal district. Please go see them. They're on Briarcrest. And ask how they came up with your values.
Have you ever protested?
I have.
Yeah, and so have I. And, you know, they're really nice people down there. They live in our community. But if you don't feel like you've been treated fairly, then you do. You need to go ask.
Well, and most of the phone calls I fielded yesterday wasn't a matter of did I get treated fairly. It was a matter of how did they come up with this number?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that was above my pay grade. So.
Well, things have changed now that it's out online. It's a whole lot easier for you to go back and you can look at, well, all the houses on your street, for instance. And you can see the tax assessments from the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years that are there. So you can see how it trends. Doesn't mean you're going to feel better because of it, right?
Right. And, of course, on my street, I got certain neighbors that are doing improvements above
mm-hmm,
improvements.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
The appraisal district's just circling like a buzzard out there on...
Well, we'll have Mark Price on at some point, and we'll talk about that. Hey, so one of the actions y'all took last week was to lift the moratorium on putting towers up, and you liked that idea, right?
I did.
Yeah, tell me why you voted for it and why you think it needs to happen.
Well, I think communication's important. I think that tower had been in Bryan since 1966, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some important customers that rent from that particular individual, and. The shifting over part of the tower was just constructing the new tower right next to the old one and then moving the antennas over so you can take the old one down. It didn't seem like a big ordeal.
Mm. Well, and again, we're certainly going to be using our devices more rather than less. We haven't had you in a while, so there have been actions that the board's taken, the council's taken. Talk to me a little bit about quiet zones, if you would. What are your thoughts there?
Well, there's a lot of talk about a downtown Bryan quiet zone, all railroad crossings have a statistical risk of crash,
mm-hmm.
and it stated that the risk goes up 2/3 if the train doesn't sound its horn. In downtown Bryan, we have 25 crossings, and there's the busiest would be William Joe Bryant, the second busiest being Grosbeck. And we've got a budget for this item of anywhere from $4 million to $5.7 million. There's been some talk of closing the Grosbeck intersection, which is, of course, going to put additional traffic and burden on the other intersections. Those are our choices, either close it.
How do you feel about closing Grosbeck? I mean, it's a busy intersection, but there's a school of thought that would be a thing to do.
Well, from a financial standpoint, if we leave it open, the quiet zone is going to take cost approximately $5.7 million. With closing it and making improvements to the other intersections, the quiet zone is going to cost $4 million. I haven't found anyone yet that says we shouldn't have a quiet zone in downtown Bryan, so it's just a matter of, I think it's more important how the citizens feel about closing that intersection.
Now, another part of the equation also is the railroad itself. The railroad may, in fact, want to find some ways to be able to help the city of Bryan to do that, and they may not. Your thoughts there?
Well, I think that they've been working with us to find some ways to do it. And, of course, one of the options they throw out is it's going to cost less if you have less than 25 intersections.
Sure. Right. Well, transportation is a hot issue for the people who are inconvenienced. There are a lot of people who don't even know what we're talking about here, quite honestly, because they don't drive in that part of the city. But it really is a big deal to the folks who live around there and certainly their businesses.
And the one that, you know, once again, there's 25 intersections, and the one that we're talking about closing is the second busiest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, kind of decision the cities do have to make. I want to go back to the interview that I did with Senator Schwertner just a minute ago, and we were talking about legislation that is out there that could possibly change kind of the clock when a city looks to annex an area? First of all, that 51% of the people would in the affected area would have to be in favor of it, but also some guidelines for cities. How do you feel about Austin deciding to change the way cities can annex?
Well, Austin can change the way the cities annex. We haven't annexed anything in Bryan in a long time that wasn't requested by the people affected by the annexation.
Well, but the deal is, as the city continues to grow, that certainly might happen.
It might.
You'll cross that bridge when it comes to it, is that
right.
It?
Right.
Another thing has happened since the last time you were in here is the Convention and Visitors Bureau has changed their name, and they've done a makeover and kind of changed their approach. So as one member of council, what are your thoughts about that?
I think the Convention and Visitors Bureau does a good job in marketing the city of Bryan and the many things we have. In fact, we have a busy weekend this weekend in the city of Bryan, and I hope they're marketing that as well. We have First Friday on Cinco de Mayo this weekend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have Pawpalooza, Saturday, May 6th. We have lots of things coming up to do, and Convention and Visitors Bureau does a good job.
Well, now, generally, though, their approach has been rather than talk about individual cities, to do the area.
The area.
Is your preference that maybe there be some dollars? It'd certainly be allocated for College Station as well, but maybe have, because there are special events that do happen in both cities.
Well, my preference is always going to be to market Bryan.
But even if we do it in the cities, I mean, we're going to have to give College Station stuff too, since they do pay a little more into the fund than Bryan does. But nonetheless. Now, we've had one meeting of, I'm going to use stealth dorms. I don't know if that's a term that you like, but the whole idea of rent by the room housing. I'd like to get your thoughts as one member of council where you are.
I love it when you say as one member of council, Scott.
that way you don't have to be responsible for your fellow members. How's that?
So, you know, let's call them ag shacks, and, okay. You know, you can term them what you like. There's issues with neighborhoods. I think Bryan's being proactive about the issue of ag shacks in the areas around the campus to the south. The thing that this member of council is considering is possibly lowering or discussion about lowering the percentage of signatures required for a neighborhood conservation district.
We're at
66% now. That could be part of the discussion.
Would you go as low as 51%?
Well, I would be in favor of that.
So, I personally like that idea to make it as easy as we can, especially because you're going to have some neighborhoods in transition. There will be investor-owned properties in there, and then there'll be owner-occupied, and there needs to be some chance.
As one member of council, perhaps staff could go out and be proactive in identifying areas that might be successful in implementing this neighborhood conservation district. In other words, areas that aren't saturated with rental properties currently, because if, you know, I don't want to say if it's so far gone, but if it's already 55% or 60% rental, then it's probably not going to pass.
It's a pretty revolutionary idea. Have your staff go out and do that. Not saying it's a bad idea. I say it's kind of a revolutionary idea. I like it. I want to talk to you about being on chairman of the health board. That's one of your duties beyond being...
I'm chairman of some other boards, too.
Well,
Scott,
I know, but this is the one where there might be some questions. you're probably familiar with allegations that were made against a member, an inspector in the health department that came up at commissioner's court. Now, that's kind of within your area, so as a member of that board, what do you know about that? What have you learned about that? What do you think needs to be done?
Well, we have had meetings in regards to that. It is currently under investigation, and at this time, that's about all I can say in regards to that, but it is being handled at the health department.
We've had a new superintendent come into Bryan since last time we met.
Got to meet her yesterday.
What are your thoughts?
I think that it's going to be a very positive thing for BISD, and she seemed to be very proactive out visiting campuses and meeting with principals right now, and seemed to be very engaged with the local community.
May 15th at the Brazos Center, MPO is going to roll out another meeting with the folks to kind of let them know what the traffic plans are. What are you hearing? What are you thinking about that?
Haven't really heard much about it. It's nothing controversial on it at this point in time.
Till they start turning dirt, right? Then people will do that. Anything else you got on your agenda today?
Well, a few announcements. Once again, Cinco de Mayo is First Friday in downtown Bryan this Friday And on Saturday, we have Pawpalooza, the Bryan Animal Center's annual pet wellness and adoption celebration. And they're going to be giving away 100 free rabies vaccinations and 100 free microchips. This is at the Buzz Hamilton Dog Park.
Mm-hmm.
Bryan Fire Department's hiring firefighters and EMT personnel. The test date will be Friday, June the 30th. The last date to apply will be Wednesday, June 21st. Please visit bryantxjobs.com, bryantxjobs.com. And we need to mention the police department. Bryan Police Department initiated an exchange zone. It's located at the municipal court parking lot. This is for people that do online sales and purchases, maybe custodial exchanges. It's important to note that our officers and staff will not assist or serve as witnesses, but you are under surveillance in that parking lot, and we feel it's a safe area to conduct these exchanges.
Yep, I think that's probably needed. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. Greg Owens is Mayor Pro Tem of Bryan. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
All right.